صلى الله عليه وسلم. قالت, she said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, we're talking about رسول الله here. I don't mention any imam. And that's our policy all the time. When I have any two exactly different topics, one build in qiyas measurement, and one build in evidence direct from the Prophet ﷺ, from the companion, which one are you going to take it? Which one are you going to take it? We need to clear it. We need to take it exactly direct, exactly with the evidence. Because every alim, he give ijtihad. He could be right, he could be wrong. He could be right, he could be wrong. So what is the evidence for that? We struggling for the evidence. If we find the evidence from the sunnah in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right away, there is no ijtihad for any alim. That's our policy all the time. And that is the authentics in Islam. Leave the niyyah in the side, inshallah ta'ala. Let me go with this ayat first. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah said a very important ayat. People doesn't understand what is deceiving themselves. If you read the ayat, we will read the ayah and we translate it, and I give you what is the occasion of this ayah. What is the occasion of this ayah? Because somebody asked me about it. Allah Azza wa Jal said in Surah Al-Baqarah, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أحل لكم ليلة الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم أحل لكم ليلة الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن علم الله أنكم كنتم تختانون أنفسكم فتاب عليكم وعفى عنكم فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل. That's what I need, inshallah ta'ala. Somebody give me interpretation, Sheikh Omar, inshallah ta'ala.
It is made lawful you to have sexual relations with your wives on the night of As-Sawm, the fast. They are a body cover or screen or sakan, that is, you enjoy the pleasure of living with them, as in verse 7, verse 189, top 6. For you and for you are the same for them. Allah knows that you used to deceive yourselves, so he turned to you, accepted your repentance, and forgave you. So now have sexual relations with them and seek that which Allah has ordained for you, offspring. And eat and drink until the white thread, light of dawn, appears to you, distinct from the black thread, darkness of night. Then complete your saum or fast until nightfall.
Jazakumullah khair, Sheikh. I have two things in this ayat. We need to learn it together today. The first thing about Allah mentioned in this ayah, Allah know now that you was deceiving yourself. Deceiving myself in what? Every ayah, therefore, the interpretation never give you complete meaning of Al-Quran. We need to go for the explanation and the tafsir Al-Quran, such as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma wa ardahuma, the Turjuman al-Quran, and we have like authentic authors exactly for translate the Quran and they give you tafsir of al-Quran. Al-Imam al-Tabari, rahimahullah, Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, a lot, actually. So, the story is, Sahabatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have a rule. The rule is, if you sleep before you eat your iftar, you cannot eat anymore. You must continue in the night and the second day And until you make imsak, you don't eat until the second day of Maghrib. It was valid. The companion, they follow this rule. If any one of them sleep before he eats the iftar, he cannot eat the whole night, morning, afternoon, the second day, until the Maghrib. How about that? How you like this? It was valid. Valid between the Sahaba. This ayah has been revealed because one of the companion, his name is Qais al-Ansari. Qais al-Ansari from Medina. Ansari came from Al-Ansar, those who give asylum and aid in Medina for the Muhajirin. Qais al-Ansari, one day he was fasting, working very hard that day. And when you work very hard, Al-Amal Ibadah, some of the Muslim, especially back home, they like to take a rest. I am fasting, they sleep the whole day. And then they wake up for food and they eat and they said, Alhamdulillah, I'm fasting. You understand? But when you work, my brother, that is better in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sight when you work. Don't take off. It's continue, inshallah ta'ala, unless you have, you don't feel good. Now, Qais al-Ansari, what did he do? He fasts. And then what happened after that? He was working hard, as we agree. Right after the Maghrib, after the Adhan, he heard the Adhan, what did he do? He met his wife before food. Right away, he has intercourse, legal intercourse with his wife, just right after the Adhan. So this, you know, as you know, this is, well, it's been energy, need from us energy. So after that, he finished. He told his wife, do you have food for iftar? She said, I'm going now outside to struggle to find some food for you. I'm going to struggle for some food for you. She left him in a house. So suddenly Qais al-Ansari, because he's tired, he did not eat, he did not drink anything, he did not break his iftar, but he met his wife after the Maghrib. So he fell unconscious and asleep. He slept already. So when his wife bring the food and came back to house, she found him sleeping. قالت خيبة لك. That's mean exactly, it's a deceiving for you. What did you do for yourself? Because she knew that anybody sleep before the iftar, he cannot eat at all. So what did he do? And there is a policy also, as Umar radiallahu anhu understood, that you cannot meet your wife in the night of fasting. So if you're fasting, even the wife is not permitted for you. So what did he do? Qais al-Ansari, he deceived himself. And this is the law, remember. This is accepted in Islam in the beginning of fasting. And there is the law, you cannot meet your wife in the night of fasting. So what happened? So he deceived himself, and right after the Maghrib, the more important, more than the food, what happened? He met with his wife. So when she came back, bring the food, she told him, it's deceiving for you, you lost. It means you lost. Because she knows he cannot eat anymore because he couldn't exactly keep himself wake up. So Qais al-Ansari continue the night without eat. The second day, by afternoon of the second day, he fell unconscious and he fell without any feeling, because 2 days now, could you imagine every one of us in iftar, when you see the iftar, the brother, he say here, Allahu Akbar, everybody run. You understand? So poor the one who gives the azan, subhanallah, because he gonna postpone it himself, keep himself for 2-3 minutes until he finish the azan. May Allah reward them, inshallah ta'ala. Now, so after he fell exactly unconscious and he failed because he can't have no power anymore, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu and he told him, Ya Rasulullah, it happened to me so and so and so. I told him, you meet your wife? He said, yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send this ayah to make it easy for the believer. Al-ana bashiruhunna. Now meet your wife in the night, which was forbidden before, prohibited before, to meet your wife. And Now you could meet her because they are close for you and you are close. And that is the best description ever in any religion. Your wife is your close and you are close for your wife. You may feel embarrassed in front of your parents. Your wife, maybe she feel embarrassed even to take her clothes off in front of the mother. But subhanAllah, between the husband and the wife, they are screened, they are covered to each other, they cover each other, and that is the best description ever. The disbeliever, they get jealous about the best word in the Quran when Allah described the relationship between you and your wife. You are close, covered to each other, close for her, she close for you. Maybe you cannot take your clothes in front of your child, your mother, your father, anybody, your brother, your sister, but between the husband and the wife, what? Is open. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now you have it and you are permitted to do it, to meet your wife in the night, and that's became Alhamdulillah. Could you imagine if any one of us we have the same situation today? There is somebody amongst our brother here are very active, cannot control themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us inshallah ta'ala. The second issue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here, وَكُلُوا وَشَرَبُوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل. Number two, a lot of people ask me about the calendar. Ya Sheikh, in the calendar we have imsak, something called imsak. The imsak here, some of the calendar, they said you have to hold your food, you cannot eat after 3:30. The people exactly have opened the 3:30, and don't be surprised. People came and ask us, it's 3:30 the imsak, that's mean I have to hold myself not to eat after 4 o'clock, 4:30, whatever is, mention it in the calendar. My brother in Islam and sister in Islam, this calendar in imsak, there is no such evidence in Islam about this imsak. What is the imsak is, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us, Sahaba radiallahu anhu arda, Ali ibn Abi Talib, ibn Abbas, ibn Mas'ud, all these great Sahaba, what have we learned? They ask the Prophet ﷺ, when I hold myself in food, he said, like you read like couple 20-25 ayah, you hold. That means it's going to take like 10 minutes from you. What about, I know the Fajr is 5:32 in this calendar here. And I woke up in the morning, I found myself 5:30. Some people, they need to take the medicine. Some people need exactly to take a cup of water, cup of milk or something. The answer, can because they have to hold, there is no any chance for them to eat, or they still have time to eat or drink. In 2 minutes, yes, go and take the cup of water or the cup of milk, a couple of tamrs. In these 2 minutes, inshallah, you will be okay. Because Allah said in the formula here, in the Quran, eat and drink until you identify the white stripe from the black stripe in the sky. That is the time you have to hold yourself. You cannot anymore. Somebody suddenly open. Suddenly wake up from sleeping. He found himself. He doesn't know what is the time. He looked at the time. He said, you know, Alhamdulillah, it's 5 o'clock. I have chance to eat. But later on, he found exactly the 5 o'clock because he woke up blurring everything exactly. He cannot control himself. In a matter of fact, at the time was 6 o'clock, not 5. But he thought the time is 5 o'clock. But in a matter of fact, the time was what? 6 o'clock. What he has to do? And he eat for almost like 25 minutes, half an hour, enjoy it. What we have to tell you? There is an imam, my brother came and told me, that he asked Imam in one of the masjid, I'm not going to mention name, he told him, no, you lost your day, you must go and eat, and then after that, repeat this that day after the month of Ramadan. My dear brothers in Islam, frankly, because the opinion now and the fiqh became very cheap. Everybody could, you ask any Muslim in fiqh today, mashallah, 24 hours is available, he give you opinion and free opinion. It doesn't cost anything. What is the opinion built in what? It's exactly, I don't know, I heard about that. Who you heard it from who? I don't know, I heard that about that before. So you heard it from who? Give me the Quran, give me the Sunnah. No, I heard it, but brother, you know, let me go. It's not working like this, ya akhi. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because al-jahilu bil-waqt siyamuhu sahih. Somebody jahil, he's ignorant in the time, he couldn't figure it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala charge you according to your what? According to your what? Niyyah. So when you saw the time is 5 o'clock, and you thought this is 5, but in fact it was 6 o'clock, you are ignorant about the time. So when you eat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it, inshallah ta'ala. Go and exactly and complete your fasting, because this is what we need, inshallah ta'ala, to transfer it. This is very important. There is no something called imsak, or to hold yourself 1.5 hours before the fajr, or 2 hours before the fajr. There is nothing rule like this. I have no idea. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us exactly about الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود, the white stripe from the black stripe. That's exactly what we need. Yesterday I owe you before you leave. You could keep this, inshallah ta'ala, it's finished. Yesterday we have a question. We said before the fasting became obligation for every Muslim male and female adult Muslim, and so and so. I have a brother came to me and he told me, my wife she's Christian, and also always in the month of Ramadan she fasts with me. And I told him, she's Muslim. He said, no, she's Christian. She doesn't like to be a Muslim. He said, no, she doesn't like to be a Muslim. So why she was there? She said, because the way of respect, the way of relation with me, because we have kids and she's Christian. My brother, is she going to have a reward for that also like me? I told him, zero. 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 Because the basic is what? The key for Islam is what? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. No matter what she do, exactly. Maybe she fasted because she wanna lose weight and keep herself in a perfect situation. This is not working, my brother. Because first we need to teach the people Islam, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and then after that, exactly, they must follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. Number two, we said yesterday the traveler, and in the one in journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, they have a choice. Either to fast nor to eat. There is nothing wrong with this. But Allah said in the end of the ayah, it's not from the way of command. وَأَن تَصُوبُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And if you know what is the benefits of the fasting, go and fast better. But there is nothing at all. You're not going to be sinner if you travel while you are fasting and you eat that day. Nothing wrong about it. There is some ulama said that traveling should be for the obedience. I'm going to visit my mother. I'm going to visit illness people. I'm going to reconcile between the Muslim brother. I'm going to carry some donation exactly for a Muslim brothers and sister in everywhere. So your fast exactly, inshallah ta'ala, if you're taking this, that is exactly a permission. But somebody don't tell me I'm going to the California beach, for example. And exactly so I'm going to eat. La ya akhi, subhanallah. Make your traveling all the time for the way of Allah. You go back home, you visit anyone of the Muslim, you go visit another masjid, whatever is, it's permitted, inshallah. It should be in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, we have the pregnant woman, and we have the one who feed baby milk. What is the situation about those? The four imam, rahimahumullah, they said it is allowed for the woman, the pregnant, and the one who feed in breast for the baby, if she fear, look at this, if she fear about herself and her baby, she has right to eat and then to repeat after the month of Ramadan, before the second Ramadan. All of us, we know that, alhamdulillah. So, a lot of people ask us this questions. Shall the woman, she could? Yes, the pregnant woman, or the one she feeding her baby, she has right to eat if she fear that she will be weak, that there's no milk enough for the baby, she fear about herself, she's not going to have any more milk, so the Islamic Sharia permit her to do what? To eat. But it's not commanded, it's not mandatory to let her eat. There is some difference between sister and another sister. You find, mashallah, some sister, heavyweight champion, and she's very good, she has muscles, alhamdulillah, she's strong. If she's able to go and fast, let her go and fast. If there is no any fear about her health or the baby's health. But I have a question. There's some ulama that said, yes, the woman, she has right to eat and to repeat that days after the month of Ramadan And number three, she has to feel indigent or poor for every single day she ate it in the month of Ramadan. Three things: to eat, to repeat, to pay for every day. We know that exactly. If I'm going to pay in Islam for the day which I miss it, to pay back, I have a formula here. Everybody knows if you repeat, you don't need to what? To pay any indigent or to feed anyone for iftar. The ulama are divided to sections. Listen for this. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma wa ardahum. وابن عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه والإمام أحمد والإمام الشافعي ومجاهد the student of ابن عباس رضي الله عنه وارضاه. When you read the Quran, the tafsir from مجاهد the student of ابن عباس عن ابن عباس from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's how we learn. They said the one tough rule here. They said she could eat, but she has to do two things: to repeat these days and to pay back these days and to feed indigent or poor for every single day. Who said that? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu arda, wa Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu arda, Mujahid, Imam Ahmad, Imam al-Shafi'i. There is another group of ulama, al-Imam Malik, wal-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, and then al-Imam al-Awza'i, wal-Lays, wal-Hasan al-Basri, وعطاء from the تابعين from the second generation of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They said no, only to repeat that day which she missed, and she has no right, she has no obligation to feed indigent. And when I found Ibn Abbas in one and Ibn Umar والإمام أحمد والشافعي, and we found the other group, Malik, Abu Hanifa, Al-Awza'i, Al-Layth, Al-Hasan, Al-Ata', the second group win the case. More than Ibn Abbas and Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhum ardaha. So what is the evidence for those? The second group, they said, only the woman only to repeat. She doesn't have to feed any indigents. They said there is evidence, strong evidence. The hadith mentioned it in Abu Dawud, والترمزي والنسائي الإمام النسائي عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه وارضاه. They said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن الله قد رفع شطر الصيام عن المسافر, شطر الصلاة عن المسافر, وأعطى للحامل والحامل والرضع أن تصو أن ألا تصوم ألا تؤدي الصيام أو الصوم. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gave exactly process his command, what did he do? He exactly make it easy for the traveler. The four rak'ah salah became what? Two. As we say, this is original. It never became four before. It's only two. Because that's what we learn. Because a lot of people thought it's the four rak'ah became two. No, originally are two. The Dhuhr and Asr and Isha. Some people, they said, no, what Allah Ghafur Rahim, let me pray the Dhuhr for Raka'ah while I'm going to Pennsylvania. We told him, you are better than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba. Originally, the Salah for the traveling in journey are two. Hadith Aisha radiallahu anha ardaha, wa Hafsa radiallahu anha ardaha, wa Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anha ardaha, wa Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anha ardaha, wa ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anha ardaha. What the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, قال فرض الله الصيام على لسان نبيكم ركعتان, two ركعة in the beginning of Islam until the Hijrah. The two ركعة in Dhuhr and Asr and Isha became four, and the Maghrib became three, and then after that the Salatul Safar, when you travel exactly from destination equal to 55 to 60 miles, as the ulama described it, according to the measurement at that time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 55 to 60 miles, you are allowed to pray the Dhuhr in Raka'ah, and the Asr, and the Isha, and the Maghrib, and the Fajr, two. And Salat al-Safar became two originally, as Allah commanded before in Islam, two. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even Ibn Abbas, he mentioned this hadith. So my dear brother and sister in Islam, she doesn't have to pay for indigent. the strong group because they bring the evidence from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and Ibn Abbas and Ibn Umar, they became very, very strong in this case and they obligate the woman to pay for indigen even if she repeat that days. We have a lot of questions. We need to open our heart together, especially the niyyah. But before you go without details, because the time is not enough, take this statement. You must renew your niyyah every day before the fajr. Again, Allah is witness. You must repeat or renew your niyyah every day before the fajr. Evidence, Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmizi, Nasa'i, Al-Imam Abu Dawood. What they said? That radiallahu anha wa ardaha, ma'aliyu and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anha wa ardaha, where they say, qala man lam yujmi'a as-siyam qabla al-fajr, fala siyama lah. Man lam yujmi'a as-siyam qabla al-fajr, فَلَا صِيَامَ لَهُ. Whoever doesn't combine, gather the niyyah for before the fajr, there is no any fasting for him. Who said that? From who? From Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is some people that said, you could make even your niyyah in the morning before the dhuhr. As Imam Abu Hanifa stated, we'll discuss about that. Be ready for all this challenging. It's a beautiful statement. We'll tell you why Abu Hanifa said you have to give an open niyyah, intention, one time in the month of Ramadan. And even if you change this niyyah during the daytime and you change the sunnah to nafila to fard, it will be valid. We'll see about that. Where is his evidence came from? And we'll tell you. But again, renew your niyyah every day. How is I renew my niyyah, Sheikh? When you wake up for suhoor, what does that mean? Yeah, when you wake up for eat the food in the morning, what is that? You don't have to say, oh, ya Allah, I intended to fast as the first day today in the month of Ramadan, which is so and so, and my house is located in New Jersey, in South New Jersey. You don't have to say that. Because a niyyah, where is the niyyah, the bliss for the niyyah? For your heart, inshallah. You don't have to say, because those who make the niyyah by tongue, those they like to tell Allah, ya Allah, you don't know what's my niyyah. Allah, he knows in and out. He's the one, he created you. يَعْلَمُ مَا تَخْفِي الْأَنفُسِ. مَا تَخْفِي الْأَنفُسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is hiding in your soul. Alright? And then, we have exactly long conversation about that for the niyyah, inshallah ta'ala, and we will tell you this category. And we'll tell you exactly why the people, when you wake up in the morning and you didn't make the niyyah, you could say before the dhuhr. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said before the dhuhr, even if you don't renew your niyyah, he said, you know, oh ya Allah, I'm fasting today for the month of Ramadan. Before the dhuhr time, as Abu Hanifa stated, this you could renew your niyyah according to fiqh Abu Hanifa rahimahullah during the daytime, but must be before the dhuhr. Where is Abu Hanifa bring this evidence? Next time you are appointed, inshallah ta'ala, to tell you why, rahimahullah, this great imam, why he said you don't need to renew your niyyah every day, but you could renew it when you wake up in the morning, for example. And even if you wake up in the morning, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you could say, ya Allah, I did not eat. Ya Allah, I did not drink. I'm intended to fast it today. Where he bring this evidence from? He has evidence, of course. And we'll check this evidence together. And we'll see, because the majority of the ulama said, whoever doesn't renew his niyyah before fajr, from Hadrat Hafsa, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, and Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu arda, no fasting will be valid. So we must renew our niyyah. I don't wake up because I'm tired. I cannot wake up for suhoor. I'm working the whole day. I sleep like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and I eat 12 o'clock before I eat. You're eating and your niyyah to eat, to exactly to be strong in your fasting, it's what? Niyyah. Somebody say exactly, wake up in the morning night and say, give me a glass of water. I don't eat because I ate last night a delicious biryani or exactly a nice steak and my tank is full. Only glass of water, something like this. It's right. Somebody exactly has asthma. And the asthma is killing him during his fasting. Shall he put the spray? Yes, put the spray as much as you could, because Islam came to secure your life. Very important, your life in Islam. You could do that. A brother, before he came the fast, he told me, I need exactly to check my sugar. The doctor, he told me 3-4 times. He said, yes, go and check your sugar while you are fasting, because you don't put anything in your stomach. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, inshallah ta'ala, to accept, inshallah, to be accepted in the month of Ramadan, to accept our deed, to accept our fasting, our qiyam, to may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter all of us as a paradise with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the other sahaba kiram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, to save all of us from the hellfire and every Muslim in everywhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give strength and power for all Muslim in everywhere, ya Rabbil Alameen, and accept their deed in the month of Ramadan. May Allah protect us from the shaitan and give us help, inshallah, and to die in a state of Islam, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm sorry, brother, about